Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is going to come.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I just hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that those of you that went out on last evening to church and different mass services, that God met you there in a mighty and big way. Hallelujah. And I just want to just take this opportunity to thank you for just continually to tune in with the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless you real good. I want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, even the last 12 hours. We just want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, and that God has prayer warriors all around the world that's praying for you and with you day and night. So you are not alone in your hour of despair. God is with you, and God has pilgrims that love you as well. Care about your well-being. Care about your despair. And we are praying that God will just bless you and lift your spirit and bring about restoration unto your soul. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. All right, I want you to get your digital devices and bring them aboard, because we are in need of them. I will be reading the scriptures, and you can take them down or record them on your iPhone or your tablet or your laptop at your own discretion. And so right now at this time, we're going to go into our opening prayer. We always acknowledge our Lord and our Savior. So I want to take this opportunity, this podium, this stage, to go down in prayer and acknowledge our Lord and our Savior, the one that made all of this possible and continually to make this possible for us to reach as many souls, hallelujah, with the gospel of Jesus Christ as he seemed deemed necessary. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to get comfortable. I know you're probably at this time probably already in your leisure attire, but you can get your morning beverages, whatever they might be, OJ, coffee, latte, or just whatever your heart desire, and just bring them, like I first stated, aboard. So we're going to go now into our intro prayer, asking those of you that will to go in prayer and bow your beautiful heads as we go down at this time. Thank you so graciously. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have already prepared a place for us, God. But we know when you come back in all of your power and your glory, that you will take us up, hallelujah, with you. And you told us that you already went away to prepare us a place. And when you come back, God, you will receive us unto yourself. But until that time come, God, we will continually, God, to walk in your will and in your way, God. We will be on the assignment that you have planned out for our lives, God. And Father God, I want to present to some and introduce to others that you are our soon coming Lord and our Savior. You are our Rabbi. You are Rose of Sharon. You are our Prince of Peace, God. And we know that until you crack those clouds, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, and west, as pilgrims through the barren land, God. And Father God, I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls, Father God. We'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the Episcopal delegates of this podium say amen and amen. And God bless you. All right, we're going to go right now. I will be with you presumably an hour, and I'm already about 59, well, already a whole minute into the program. So we're going to now take you on into a program that's already in progression. And so our title on this morning, entitled The Great Overcomer. I want to say that one more time. The Great Overcomer. Hallelujah. And we're talking about Jesus, because we know that just on last evening that we were in celebration, and every day we're in celebration of God's death and resurrection every day that we tend to exist. But we know that all around the world, that on yesterday, they were celebrating all around the world the resurrection day of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So that's who we're talking about. We were talking about the great overcomer. We are talking about Jesus himself. And so we're going to read our first key scripture. And I'm just going to kind of take my time a little bit on this morning. I'm not going to get into a great big hurry, but I will just go as the Lord will lead me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go get my lighting and everything. And I want those of you that can to come into the chat room. I'm going to open up the chat room here, and that way you can come in. And so I'm going to take this moment and just open up the chat room at this time. So just bear with me a few minutes as I do that. And thank you so graciously. I just thank God for his people, you know, because we are helpers one to another. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do, to just help one another in our, you know, various positions. You know, we're just helpers. So that's what we are supposed to do, is to help each other. You know, that's what we are supposed to do. You know, that's what we are, is brothers and sisters. And the Bible says no one lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. So we know that I need you and you need me. Hallelujah. And we need each other. And so I just want to welcome you into the chat room. And I just will be going, you know, back and forth and checking in. But I just thank you once again for just tuning in on this morning under short notice. But God said the same. I will be coming across a little earlier because I like I said, you know, I have sleep apnea, and so I tend to stay up longer than I should. Sometimes I'm up 2 days. But, you know, God is able. You know, I just thank God for this opportunity to minister, you know, to anyone that desire to listen to the divine word of God. And so I just thank God for, you know, selecting me to be a witness in his vineyard. You know, God needs vineyard workers to come into his vineyard and to help to win souls for the kingdom of God. And so I just thank you, like I said, you know, for just being a loyal and faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. We've been on the air for some time. And, you know, I've had my computers to go out and, you know, to act out and up. But, you know, we can't not let things like that stop us, you know. Where one thing failed, we know that God has another. They say a ram in the bush. So God has another ram in the bush. No matter what come our way, you know, we're going to have some setbacks. Devil try to place booby traps and stumbling blocks in our path. But we know with Jesus, we can do all things through Christ that strengthened you and I on this morning. And so like I first stated, you just get your good seat and get close to your radio dial. And so we're going to read our first key scripture on this morning. And it reads this. It says, "Oh, wretch man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 7 and 24. All right, we're going to go to our second key scripture on this morning. And it reads this. Christ died for our sins according to the scripture and rose again the third day. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Corinthians, hallelujah, 15 and 3 through 4. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4. And so we're talking again about the great overcomer. And we know that our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, was one of the great overcomers, hallelujah, that ever lived. And I just want to ask you that are listening on this morning, who is not inspired by the competitors who make a comeback after being down and seemingly out of the running? We know that the runner who stumbles while coming off of the starting block, but moves gradually into the lead, then began to stir the imagination of us all. The team that comes from behind in the last moment to win excites us even more than the team that constantly win by scoring big in the first part of the game. But we know that Jesus made the most amazing comeback the world has ever seen. After being humiliated, insulted, spit upon, whipped, beaten, and nailed to a cross, we know that his executioners claimed victory and declared him dead. A military security's tomb. How could anyone be more down and out than that? Yet, the struggle was not over. Hallelujah. It was only the beginning. We know that 3 days later, he rose from the grave, appeared as the victor over sin, death, and hell. A comeback like no other in all history. And I want to ask you on this morning, you that are out there in my digital audience on this morning. Are you feeling out of the running today? Have you stumbled badly? I think about Jesus suffering, and you can ponder his resurrection, and you can ask him to give you the victory on today. If you're sad and you're down and you're despondent, don't know who to turn to, I would encourage you to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Just imagine, hallelujah, what he had to offer you on today. No matter how far down you are right now, I'm here to encourage your heart. No one has ever overcome like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know that he is a great example of our Lord. Overcoming power, the strength that brought him from the grave, it gives you and I and us life in our darkest hour. We know that Jesus died to save you and I and us, and he lives to keep you and I. Hallelujah, bless your holy name. Jesus died on the cross. If those of you that don't know that Jesus died and the reason that you're here, I'm here to encourage your heart on this morning that Jesus died on the cross for you and I. But we don't worship a dead Savior. We know that our Lord's body was taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. Then on that third day, hallelujah, on that third day, hallelujah, Jesus, he emerged in a glorified body. We know that the cross speaks to us of the total picture of our Lord atoning death to pay the price for yours and mine and our sins, as well as his glorious resurrection to deliver us from the power of death. Hallelujah, Jesus, because we know that if it were not for Christ did on the cross, you and I and us, we would all stand guilty before God and become a hopeless in the face of death. But we know that through faith in him, we receive the forgiveness of all of our sins and the assurance that death cannot, will not hold you and I. Have you ever looked at the cross and placed your trust in the one who died there? I want to ask you that question on this morning. Have you ever looked at the cross, I'm going to ask you again, and placed your trust in the one who died there? If not, I want to encourage you. It's the only sure and perfect remedy for guilt and fear. Hallelujah, for the cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide. And his grace, so free, is sufficient for me. And deep is his fountain, as wide as the sea. We know that the cross of Christ is the crossroad to heaven or hell. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, you are awesome, God. You know, we just think about when the dark day of Jesus' crucifixion grew to a close. It seems that the most wonderful of all lives had come to its end. For a few brief years, Christ had astounded the crowd and his followers with the wisdom of his teaching and the wonders of his miracles. But Jesus chose not to save himself from the cross. And now his life was over, it seemed that nothing more could be expected of him. Hope returned, however, on that first resurrection morning. We're told that Peter and John run into the tomb shortly after dawn. Mary Magdalene had told them that she and her friends had found the tomb empty. And just the faces of Peter and John shows contending emotions of anguish and relief of sorrow and yet surprise of despair and wonders as they race toward the tomb. Their gaze is eagerly fixed forward, turning the viewers' attention to the sepulcher. What did they find? An empty tomb. For the Savior was alive. Christ still lives today. But many of you go from day to day as if he was still in the grave. How much better to look beyond the empty tomb to the one who can fill our lives with the power of his resurrection. We know that Christ left the grave one glorious day and vanished death and sin. He opened wide the gates of heaven that we might enter in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We just thank you this morning, God, for just allowing us this opportunity to fellowship together across this spectrum, God. Because we know that there is somebody out there that don't know you on this morning. Somebody would like to have a close relationship with you, God. They're alone and don't have a friend. Lord, we want you to let them know that you'll be their friend, God. You are a friend for the friendless. You are hope for the hopeless. Hallelujah, God. You are a brother for the brotherless, a sister for the sisterless. You are a mother for the motherless and the father for the fatherless, God. We know that you are all that we need, God. You are all that we need and ever need in this world. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We know that the Lord God had planted a garden eastward in Eden. There he put the man whom he had formed. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Genesis 2 and 8. We're told that the two gardens are mentioned prominently in the Bible, the Garden of Eden and the Garden of Gethsemane. We know that God placed the first man, Adam, in the Garden of Eden. Jesus went into Gethsemane to restore what the first man had lost. We know that the first Adam sinned in the garden, and the last Adam took the sins upon himself. The Garden of Eden had the tree of life, which man could have enjoyed forever had he not broken fellowship with God. The Garden of Gethsemane was a step toward the tree of death. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 5 and 30, and then 1 Peter 2 and 24. By Adam's transgressions, he forfeited his right to the tree of life and brought death to all mankind. He who hung on the tree of Calvary conquered death and by his glorious resurrection restored the tree of life to all who believe. So you that don't believe or didn't believe can believe today that God is no longer in the grave. He's no longer in that tomb. For God is alive, and he's up in heaven, sitting on the right-hand side, not on the left, not in the middle, not in the rear, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. Hallelujah. His resurrection should restore the tree of life to all who believe. The garden where Adam fell is gone from the earth. But there is a glad day coming when he who suffered alone in Gethsemane would restore all things. The curse will be lifted from the earth. The animals will again be docile. In Isaiah 11 and 6 through 8, the desert will disappear. Isaiah 35 and 6. The death will yield her increase abundantly. Amos 9 and 13. And Jesus, hallelujah, will be personally to bless his people. Revelation 21 and 3. We know that Adam was God, first man in creation. He through his sins brought death to all mankind. Jesus came to earth to bring salvation. Trust in him, eternal life will find. We know that God formed us, but sin deformed us. And then Christ transformed you and I. Hallelujah. And this sermon today has been The Great Overcomer. I want you to know that you can be an overcomer today. Overcomer of child abuse. Overcomer of verbal abuse. Overcomer of drugs. Overcomer of sex and booze and whiskey and wine. Overcomer of exploiting magazines. Overcomer of being a cheating wife. Overcomer of being a cheating husband. Overcomer of being a disobedient child. Whatever has you in bondage, I'm here to encourage your heart on today that you can be an overcomer. But Christ has paid the price. The price that you and I could not pay. Hallelujah. Christ is paid in full. The debt that you and I and us owed. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Our web address is www.janiceWardMinistries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you, for he is people friendly. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Thank you.
Can you give them the paw? One, two, three, cut to joy.
Joy!
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 Somebody get joy!
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 Now all the sopranos out there.
Thank you. not made by hand. Oh, I have to say, Lord, keep me.
Lord, keep me.
Come on.
These days, right there.
Bishop Andrews, I thank you. St. Stephen's, I thank you.
In a pure
and